It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day to you. Welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's a Monday. Halfway through the month of December already. Wow. Yeah. It's the 15th. And along the river today, we should see maybe 77. But right now, we're fighting a 26-mile-an-hour wind out there. No one likes it. No one likes the wind. Nobody. Well, I don't know anybody. As I mentioned, this is Speak Up 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're here for the next hour. It's the Sean Hannity warm-up show. We're on 106.3, 106.5, 106.7, and you heard the phone number during the intro, 234, that's area code, 343-1065. You're welcome to call in anytime, or you can also text now. That's right, we stepped up to the texting age. You can text 928-727-5566 if you have a question for our guest. And our guest today, we're very lucky. Well, we were supposed to have Toby Cotter, who texted me yesterday and goes, I now have a 12:15 meeting. I said, cancel it. He didn't cancel it. So Toby's not here, but we have Travis Pruitt, one of the two twin assistant city managers. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Larry. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Travis. It's good, you know, when Toby texted me yesterday and he says, you want Eddie or Travis? I said, both. Because it takes two of you to fill his shoes.
Well, and then some. Yeah, so but he does send his best.
Yes, he does. He sent you. So he got a big head over it. Took two to fill his shoes, I'm sure. So in the world of our city government, we have Toby, who's the city manager, and then we have two assistants, you and Eddie. And each one of you kind of oversee different areas, right?
Correct.
How would you break that down?
Well, I mean, we kind of fall into different areas where our expertise kind of lies, but in reality, we're all over wherever Toby needs us. You know, a project comes up, something special comes up. He's like, hey, take care of this, take care of this. There's always something that needs to be taken care of.
And your forte is legislative.
That's a piece of what I do.
Well, but I mean, you like that, don't you?
I do. It's an opportunity for us to better our community, find ways to bring in money. So, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you've gone to Phoenix numerous times with numerous mayors. I mean,
correct.
You've come with several people to ask for money, but also just to maybe to do some education with our senators and House of Representatives.
Well, I always want to remind them that we're here, you know, we're here, absolutely, but we're there because I say this, you know, we're taxpaying. We're paying the state taxes, so we should be getting something back for what we're putting in the kitty. So, absolutely, we're there. We've been successful in getting roadway funding, getting water project funding, and then also other legislation. So, yeah, absolutely.
And so it works.
It does.
Yeah.
Works well.
When you talk about funding, I know for a few years we've looked for money to totally redo the parkway. Are we any closer to that? Is there some grants out there that we're knocking on the door saying, help us?
Yeah, that is one of our high points of focus. The parkway, it's been there, I think, over 30 years.
Yeah.
So it's high time, you know, really what it needs. I mean, we do a lot of work to kind of resurface it, clean things up. So our Public Works Department does an excellent job in cleaning it up. But in reality, it's been there so long it needs just to be replaced, taken up and redone.
Now, I noticed in the last couple months the city has redone the center divider from, oh, I don't know, north of Arroyo Vista all the way down to 95. What was that for, flood control or for people that cross over or what?
A big piece of it is safety, increasing the safety of the parkway. So that was the focus. We did that stretch. That was actually state funding also that we acquired. So there's another stretch continuing north, probably about another mile, that we'll complete here in the next, probably getting going in the next year.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really about increasing the safety.
And speaking of safety, we got the lights south of Silver Creek, and that was an ADOT grant, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And we've already had someone take one of them down. Did you know that?
I did. Yes, unfortunately.
Someone already drove into one of them.
Yeah.
Are we looking for more grants to continue lighting in both directions?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for that. As I mentioned, it's a safety feature, so it's the most important thing. So as I mentioned, we'll get the stretch going north of that. So we'll get that piece done, the center lane, and then we're continuing to talk with our Metropolitan Planning Organization, trying to figure out ways to get access to more funding, because we want to light the whole thing up. But it takes money, but we'll continue to pursue it, absolutely.
And you brought up the Metropolitan Planning Organization. That's Steve D'Amico.
Correct.
Our former mayor.
Yep.
And he's the kingpin there, but he's got a board that he answers to, right?
You are correct.
And that board is Rich Lettman, maybe Travis Langenfelter?
Not Travis Langenfelter. There is another county, county representative, and then we have three representatives from the city council.
Right.
So, yeah. Yep.
Okay. But Steve's funding, does he have access to different funding than what you and Eddie do?
In some senses, he does. So it is grant funding, so he'll pursue grants. But there are grants that are specifically designed for metropolitan planning organizations. So that's where it comes in, the partnerships with that organization, because it's a standalone organization. So we'll work with them to pursue that funding. And, of course, Steve, he's a great guy, was a great mayor, and we have a great relationship. So
you
we'll
took
continue.
Him to D.C.?
We went together.
Yeah, we did.
We had a good time.
I remember that. Our BARC building, that's going to be our future Bullhead Area Bullhead Area Animal Resource Center, is it getting close?
It is moving forward. That is an amazing building and will be an amazing facility for our pets and animals throughout the community. So you'll see that continue to progress in phases. You can already see pieces where we've developed some of the outside structure where animals can play and things like that. So we'll continue to develop it, and as the year gets going, you'll see that continue to advance. So, yeah, it'll be done in phases.
Do we have an estimated time when they'll move out of the building that they're in and actually move into that building?
A lot of that ties to the contractors involved with the project. I hate to try to estimate that because we still are in some of the early phases, so I'd like to see some of it progress to really get a feel for where we're at. But, yeah, you'll see it ramp up into the beginning of the next year.
Okay.
And should get going before you know it, that thing will be done.
Good. Right-hand turn lanes. We've been very successful in getting money for them, and we've got, three or four in, I think?
Correct.
But the big one is the one in front of Safeway, which is just a little north of where we're sitting. That one is going to be a major project because of the wash that goes there or drainage. Any idea when that'll start and be done?
Significant project, absolutely, and that's probably the most, I would say, the most significant one out of all of them. So we've already been in conversations with contractors. They think they can get it go. They think they can get it done quicker than I would have expected. So we were really thinking it through, trying to figure out what's the best time to do it because of it's significant impact to the community. So you should see that as another same thing coming into the next year, start to get the planning out. Within probably sometime within the spring. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that's going to end up, if correct me if I'm wrong, kind of like Target, where it's just a long right-hand turn lane where you can turn in at more than one place, But I also heard that you won't be able to make a left out of that parking lot any longer.
Oh, and I'm not 100% certain on the left, okay, that design, that aspect, but it will be a long right turn lane. It'll go all the way back kind of towards Wells Fargo beyond that. So a long stretch of opportunity to get in there and really release that traffic.
Good. Mm-hmm. That'll make a major difference.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go back to the legislative, because they start meeting here in just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Do you follow 90% of what they do, or how many times are you down there going, hey, I'm Travis from Bullhead?
I follow, yeah. Once it gets started, I'll be fully involved. And then all the cities, we connect through the League of Cities and Towns, so we meet on a weekly basis. We're talking about all the legislation, communicating with the League of Cities and Towns on how we feel about legislation. They're representing our behalf, all the cities. I'll do visits down there. The mayor will go. We're fully entrenched on getting our priorities and moving them forward.
Okay. When you say you and the mayor go, because usually you go with them, you and the mayor go down, is that for a specific need or a specific issue that is before the legislative?
Well, what we like to do is go down and introduce our priorities. So we have about 6 or 7 priorities that we focus on. So we'll go down, introduce what we think is important, talk about it with them, see where they stand on it, see what we can do to get their support. And then throughout the year, the mayor will probably go down and do some kind of additional visits just to make sure. And then the our key representatives come down and see us also, which we always appreciate. So it's a continued activity.
Now, somewhere, when do we change? Because Hildy's not going to run again, and John Gillette's not going to run again, so... We got people asking for signatures on Facebook and everything else. When is that? Is that the 26th election? So a year from now, we'll have 2 new legislators?
Correct. Okay. Yep, 2 new ones, which will be interesting. I think we got some local blood here that are kind of out there. So, yeah. I'm excited about it. Of course, Hildy and John Gillette, they've been key in getting us a lot of the funding we got for the right turn lanes as well as some water projects. So we appreciate everything they've done. But we're excited on what it's going to look like moving forward.
Would you say that half of your job is knowing when you can text them and ask for stuff? And I mean, you don't text Hildy every day and say, did you find us any money today? But you have to kind of know the right time and the right moment to be able to say, hey, where are we at on this project or where are we at on this funding?
Well, if you ask Hildy, I probably do drive her a little crazy because I am always asking and trying to find out. But, she's here to represent us. Same thing with John Gillette and Leo. They take good care of us, so they're responsive. So I reach out. Yeah, I give them a little break here and there because I know they're busy, but I try to find the right moments to chat with them, and they've been very receptive and very helpful.
That makes it easier to run a city when we have the connection with those people, to be able to text Hildy, to text Leo, text John, and ask him a question or have them communicate with you, hey, this came up today in one of my meetings.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been very lucky to get the representation that we have down there at the state. Very good folks, easy to talk to, easy to chat with, and also they understand the needs here in the community, so they're well plugged in, so we appreciate it.
And I think we have two ladies locally, Grace and Catherine, that are running, and then I think in Havasu they have a guy, David, and then Michael, I believe, that are running. 4 people running for 2 seats, so that'll be interesting.
Absolutely.
All right, we're 20 past. Let's take a break. It's time to start playing Christmas music because Christmas is 10 days away. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They're giving away hams. And actually, I think that closed on Friday. But go to the website and check it out. Maybe you'll see the list of winners, MojaveElectric.com. Listening once again. And we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch. It is the number 2 golf course in Arizona. You can start playing now. I'm sure you can tee off about 7 or 7:30 in the morning when it's... you might have to wear a sweater for the first couple holes, but just go to LaughlinRanch.com and check it out. Holly
that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Give the gift that keeps on giving all year long with TWN Communications' fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet. Enjoy seamless movie nights and uninterrupted streaming so you can plan for what matters most, family time. MEC member discounts available. Sign up today. Call 888-227-2095 or visit www.twncomm.com/Mojave.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
The holidays are here. Is your internet ready? Don't let slow speed steal your cheer. With 100% fiber internet from TWN, you can stream holiday movies, video chat with family, and shop online. No interruptions, no stress. Make every moment count this season. Visit twncomm.com/Mojave. That's twncomm.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncomm.com for more details.
Every family's been touched by addiction, alcohol, drugs, or prescriptions. Now there's help right here in Mojave County. Revive Behavioral Health, a residential treatment program for men and women. Two separate facilities. Revive offers a certified professional team that helps adults end their addiction. Revive Behavioral Health assists adults to reach sobriety. If you know someone who can benefit from Revive Behavioral Health, call 928-296-8898. 928-296-8898.
Ah, Nat King Cole. It's a little slow, but everyone knows this song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Travis, have you ever put chestnuts on an open fire?
I have not, but that sounds pretty good.
It sounds nice in the evening, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not alone.
Yeah, true.
Let's go back to the Metropolitan District. It's fairly new. So when Steve D'Amico and the board are looking at projects, they're up and down the river. It's not just Bullhead City. It takes in Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, right?
Correct. It actually goes all the way down to the Needles Bridge, any land between here and there. Potentially, yeah.
Then how often does he meet with his board to get direction from them?
I believe they have a standing meeting every 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you mentioned earlier, I think Rich Lettman's on the board, three city councilmen. Who else is on that board?
Ron Gould, of course.
Ron Gould.
A key piece of the board, as well as Sam Elters.
Oh, the county manager.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely, because the county is a significant.
Right, so it's got a lot of county representation and Bullhead City representation.
Yep, correct.
Good.
Yeah. Intentionally.
So, yeah. Do we know what his, because I know you're tied to him like glue. Do we know what, and you were doing it before he got there. Do we know what his main project is right now?
You know what? He's been helping us quite a bit in looking at some of the right turn lanes and things like that. But really, what his key focus is planning. So he is looking at a long-range plan to kind of really plan out what the transportation looks like for Bullhead City and down south, too. what it looks like coming into 10, 15 years from now.
Because I know this year, Fort Mojave got hammered with some of the rain.
Absolutely.
And I mean bad. And it was, I don't want to say it was funny, but it was odd because right south of, I think it's Camp Mojave, I could be wrong, there's a big wash that goes there behind the Safeway. And it seemed as if that one of the storms missed that wash by just a little bit and took out a neighborhood. And so when Steve's looking at planning, is he also looking at flood control? Because I know Camp Mojave 95 is a zoo. I think it was Aztec where that was. But Camp Mojave and Aztec, both of them, they're not good flood control, and it's a real problem for...
Yeah, they've quite a bit of rain out that way, absolutely. So there is a piece of this as you're planning transportation routes and things like that. Some of that does get baked into that. So there will be looking at, as roadways develop, how does the flood get controlled in relation to those roadways. It won't be a study that's directly about flood control. There's
okay.
other avenues for that. But there are some pieces of that that go hand in hand with roadway.
Well, that's good. Okay. Let's talk about our police department.
Sure.
We have an interim chief who we kind of thought might be gone by now, but he's still there, and he's doing a great job. He's promoted a captain to deputy chief, and then I'm hearing that he might expand the administration into a couple of more captains, two captains instead of one.
We've been very, very fortunate to get such a seasoned professional in our interim chief. He's done a fantastic job laying the groundwork to the extent that you can in a short period of time. The goal is to get a chief, and we will get a chief in here. We're doing our due diligence to do recruitment, so we'll bring someone exceptionally well in. In the meantime, yeah, we've had some changes, so we've had some advancement. Excellent. They've been very good changes that we've seen thus far.
Good. And then... We had 10 graduate a few months ago from the academy, which was a lot.
Yep.
I think only 8 survived the field training. And then you just had 2 graduate just recently.
Two that were just, I just before coming in to here, went to a swearing-in ceremony. Two young men just came on to the force, exceptional young men. We're happy to have them, and they'll do a fantastic job kind of building up our force and developing it. So, yeah, absolutely. We're bringing them in continuously and getting our force up to steam.
That's got to be kind of a neat opportunity to be at the swearing-in ceremony of someone starting their career in law enforcement.
Absolutely. Yeah. I enjoy it thoroughly. I appreciate the police. They always invite us over to come over and kind of welcome the new recruits. Absolutely. And you're right. These are the young men at the beginning of their careers. So we do everything we can to bring them on board and get them off on the right foot.
Make them welcome.
Yeah.
Excellent. A little bit about Olive Garden. What do you know? When can I have that bread at my table in Bullhead City?
Well, it's still coming. I know that much. I know the big question is when. So it is still moving forward. They're excited to come into town. We're excited to have them. What I'm being told is they're still going through some of the legal aspects and getting that all in order. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's just continuing to move forward into the new year.
Do you want to tell our listeners where they're going to be?
Where the Olive Garden is going to
yeah.
be? Sure. It's just up by the airport, just in that area, by the Home Depot and all of that. So right in the mix there.
Right south of Home Depot.
Yep.
Yeah. How exciting. And El Pollo Loco?
Another one. Yeah. We're excited. They're all ready to go, moving in. You'll see them at the city center, so we're excited to have them. Looking forward to that. It's just
new place for lunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, across from City Hall, south of City Hall, off of Marina, we got a big development going in there.
Absolutely. We're excited about that one. Century Complete Home Builder that's worked here in Bullhead City and had some success. And they're coming in, putting in, you'll see them laying the ground right now, kind of plowing the land there, getting it all ready. So they're doing, once they're all done, it should be 150 homes. They'll phase them in, of course.
Right.
But yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are they the same ones that are building off the parkway behind my neighborhood off Silver Creek? Montana? I don't know what the name of that.
I don't know the exact location, but I can tell you they have done some work in that area before. So they're, yeah, they're familiar with the area. And one of the good things about this is it's slated to be what you call attainable housing. So it's managed in a way where we want to keep the prices. It's still a great builder coming
right.
in, building a really nice home, but they're going to be at a price range that keeps our community reasonable for the young people coming in like that might be teachers or firefighters,
okay.
things like that. So.
Good. Merrill Road, that development, both sides, it seemed like they started off with gangbusters moving dirt, and then all of a sudden it's come to a screeching halt.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things with timing, and they just want to get it right with when they get their financing in place and things like that. But it's still a go.
Okay.
We're being told that into the new year they should see things get ramped up. They're waiting to kind of finalize their plans for the gas station pad that expected to be done into the new year. So, yeah, that's still a go.
And speaking of gas stations, do we know when Circle K is going to open an old Bullhead?
Yeah, we're excited about that. A really excellent project. They did a good job. We're being told somewhere around March into
the
spring.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 32 past. Let's take another break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a skilled nursing facility, kind of like a home-type setting. Stop by and check it out. 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And Mojave Mortgage. Do you want to buy a home? Do you need some financing? Oh, Chad Hansen's a guy. He's got a vault below his desk. How much money do you need? 100, 200, 300, 400? Million? He's got it. Call him at 928-288-2691.
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club announces 10% off all spa gift certificates in the month of December. Give the gift of a spa gift certificate for relaxation and rejuvenation. Maybe a facial, full body sculpting, body scrub, complete set of nails, pedicures, or waxing. Guys, there's a complete salon for you too. Plus, Laughlin Ranch has a couples suite. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, top of the hill in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, always open to the public. Make your appointment at laughlinranch.com.
Happy holidays from the Lady Dyes Florist family. Hi, I'm Shanna Simonton, owner of Lady Dyes. It is our pleasure to help you with your holiday arrangements, centerpieces, and specialty gifts. If you're stumbling with a gift idea for someone with everything, a new friend, an old friend, your hairdresser, your gardener, even your in-laws, visit Lady Dyes. Order from your seat at LadyDyesFlorist.com or stop by the shop and see things up close and personal. We're on the corner of Smoke Tree and McCulloch in Lake Havasu City. It's time for the Lady Dyes treatment. Lady Dyes Florist.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Hi, it's Darren from Craig Plumbing. This is your holiday gift tip number 31, and this one's for you ladies. Are you ever wondering what's going on inside that husband's mind? Well, chances are good there's nothing going on in there at all. So forget about that kegerator he mentioned and give him something to enjoy each and every day while he helps you do the dishes. That'd be a new Moen pull-out kitchen faucet in brush chrome finish with a lifetime warranty against leaks. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Craig Plumbing.
When opportunity knocks, open the storage unit door. That's right. Make your day on the lake stress-free with an Island Storage and Marine's boat garage. Because time is life's greatest commodity, make every moment count. You'll be located within proximity to public boat ramps. You'll also have access to concierge services and launch ramp under specific terms. You've been waiting for this. Availability won't last long. Call 928-680-8060 or stop by our office on the island next door to the Boathouse Grill. Islandstorage.net.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. Merry Christmas to you, Santa. Speak Out 2.0. We're visiting with Travis Pruitt, one of the two assistant city managers with Bullhead City. And what major projects do you see that we have money left? And I say left because you're halfway through your budget year almost. So what major projects do we have coming up in the first 6 months of December, of January?
Well,
2026.
Yeah, I think a major focus of what we'll do, I mean, you talked a little bit about the right turn lanes on Highway 95, but really that'll be a major focus because it's actually three more that we have planned. We have one down by Community Park that we'll plan going southbound.
Okay.
Then, of course, the big one by Safeway. We have that one slated, and then there's a third one down by Walmart that will get in there. So really we're trying to move those forward because those are about traffic safety,
right,
enhancing the...
The one by Walmart, is that at Mojave Drive?
It is.
Okay. That's a tough intersection.
It is, but it's a much needed,
yeah,
a lot of congestion, and then there's some safety issues that we want to kind of address there.
Yeah, because you make that turn, and then you've got a block, and you've got Merrill, Miracle Mile, and some people want to go straight across into Safeway, or into the Walmart parking lot. Some want to make a left or a right, and you're coming from the highway. I've seen crashes there.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure the police department would like to see some safety going on. You talked about Community Park in the right hand turn lane. When will we own Community Park? I mean, how long has this swap between BLM and the Bullhead City taken place?
Yeah, it's been a bit. It's been a bit. Now, we're at the mercy of the federal government, of course. They are the original owners of the property, so we go at their pace. I don't know if we'll ever own the whole park. I don't know. Of course, we get to use it. They lease it. It's kind of a open lease for public use, which is nice. We appreciate that. But there are some aspects, pieces that we would look to own, and we've worked through that process. So, you know, we should be hearing something here in the next, I would say, 2 to 3 months.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
all
now right. Probably won't be the whole park, just let me preface it.
How's our indoor pickleball court? I know that come summer, a lot of people are going to want to play indoor, and I know they were building one up at the Optimum Center.
Yeah, we play. So we understand that pickleball is important here. There's a lot of interest here. So we, in turn, put interest in it. We're moving that forward. That's a project, another one we should see significant progress here in the beginning of the new year.
Oh, okay. Good. Because I know they all want to play come summer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. At one point in time, they were going to build apartments below Fire Station 5 off the parkway. And they started moving a lot of dirt and then nothing. Are they still coming or do we know?
Yeah, that's, you know.
They even put a sign up saying what the name of the apartments was going to be. And they didn't even put any plumbing in.
Yeah, a lot of times these developers, you know, it's really about them figuring out, you know, their financing, things like that. So we kind of leave that up to the developer to determine if they're going to continue to move it forward. But, yeah, we haven't heard any change in that up to date.
Okay. How about the land behind the field house? I know that was going to be golf course and all kinds of stuff in there. Is that still going forward?
Same thing. Developer makes those decisions. I know there was significant interest from the developer at one point. They haven't told us anything that they've changed their mind or anything like that. We're just kind of in a wait and see mode to see what they want to do in moving that forward. A lot of times, you know, they have to work things out with their financing and things like that. So we're kind of wait and see on what the developer wants to do on that.
Because some of that land is state land, and they still have to purchase it from the state, don't they?
You are correct.
Which
you're
means
correct.
It goes to auction, and anybody could buy it.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Yep.
Is that absolutely still in the process, or do we know?
There is still an opportunity. Yeah, that'll okay. still happen. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. We'll see. Let's go back to public safety for just a moment, because I know I've talked with Justin Plummer, who I went to his parents' wedding. I've known him for a while. But you guys are kind of looking at moving into the 800 frequencies for public safety?
Correct. So public safety, it's one of the, as you know, it's an important aspect here. And it actually ties back into our legislative efforts. So as you know, the legislative session will start here in January. So that one of our main priorities in going to the legislature and asking for assistance and funding is to enhance a communication system and for the public safety.
Okay. Because out of our dispatch center in Bullhead City, we dispatch Bullhead Fire, Bullhead Police, and then Mojave Valley and Fort Mojave, and I think Oatman and Golden Shores. They would all have to go to 800 frequencies together, right? So that's a chunk of change.
It is quite a bit. And as we're having these discussions, we're looking at those partnerships and trying to figure out where they align. We've had discussions with the fire department. So absolutely, we're considering those partnerships. So those will be worked in as we try to secure the funding.
Do we have any idea what kind of number we're looking at?
We don't have a number yet. We actually have a vendor who is preparing a number for us.
Oh, okay.
They haven't shared it with us yet.
They're not there yet.
Not quite there yet. But I mean, this stuff costs. It costs, but we want to get it right. Dispatching and getting people to getting our public safety people out to where they need to be is an important aspect. Yeah.
And that's the biggest part of going to 800 frequencies is being able to reach the whole area, because I can remember when I was at the fire department, we were still trying to reach some areas of River Bend, and they put up another tower at Station 5 finally to be able to piggyback to get down into the River Bend area, because there's hills between dispatch and that area. So the 800 frequencies will improve that more.
Yeah, get you a broader reach out, of course. So we want to make sure we can get cut down on any dead zones and things like that. And then there's a reliability piece too. You always want to be able to count on it and make sure our dispatchers and our folks, they do a fantastic job right now, but we're always looking to enhance that. So that's what that's all about.
How will that affect mutual aid when we respond to Laughlin for fire police or Fort Mojave for fire? Well, basically between the sheriff's office and the police department, because now they're not all going to be in the 154-220 or whatever frequencies. We're going to be in 800, and they're still going to be back in. Do
right.
we know how that's going to work yet?
You know, those are things that what I do know is that those are things that are in the discussion. They'll be considered, and they'll figure out ways to make sure that continues to work effectively. So it is a part of the discussion, absolutely.
Okay. Probably no one knows that just south of the Laughlin Bridge, where that big sign is that Don Laughlin put up, that's city land. Are we ever going to develop that at some point in time?
Yeah, it's good. Interesting you know that. It is city land just right there by the bridge. So we always talk about it, and we're looking at aspects of it. But that land is kind of interesting land in the sense that there's marshland out there. So as you develop those pieces, there's a lot of things you have to take into consideration, the Coast Guard and how they feel about it, depending on what you put there. And then also just, you know, if you're going to try to fill it in, things like that.
So yeah, we just can't turn it into a beach like we did with community park or right. or Davis Camp, you know.
Right. No, no. It's not that simple. Wish it was. But we do, we talk about it and try to, we are looking at ways to continue to develop anything that's out there and available.
Okay. All right. Let's take our last break, and then we'll have a little bit of time left to wrap up with Travis. I do want to tell you that tomorrow on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City, you're going to find the fire chief and the police chief here. And they have a lot to talk about, including a recent church fire. So tune in tomorrow for Paul LaVoy. And we're brought to you by Perkins America Food Company. Oh, yeah. Go into Perkins and order your pies right now. You want them for Christmas. You got 10 days. You got to order it now. Get the right kind of pie you want. It's the most wonderful time. And we're brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable internet. Just call them and ask them about it. 888-227-2095. Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to
call. Mojave Electric Cooperative continues to build on its 79-year history and a legacy of service to our members. I'm Heather Foreman, reminding all MEC members that you can make a difference by voluntarily donating $1 to From the Heart with River Fund when paying your electric bill. River Fund, a local nonprofit agency, directs the funds to help local families in need with their electric bill payments. That's Mojave Electric Cooperative, helping our members make a difference through giving from the heart.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club announces 10% off all spa gift certificates in the month of December. Give the gift of a spa gift certificate for relaxation and rejuvenation. Maybe a facial, full body sculpting, body scrub, complete set of nails, pedicures, or waxing. Guys, there's a complete salon for you too. Plus, Laughlin Ranch has a couples suite. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, top of the hill in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch, always open to the public. Make your appointment at laughlinranch.com.
Slow internet? Not this holiday season. With TWN Fiber, enjoy speeds up to 2 gigabits and unlimited data to keep your family connected. Fast, reliable, holiday ready. Visit twncom.com/Mojave. That's twncom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit twncom.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Happy holidays from the Lady Dyes Florist family. Hi, I'm Shanna Simonton, owner of Lady Dyes. It is our pleasure to help you with your holiday arrangements, centerpieces, and specialty gifts. If you're stumbling with a gift idea for someone with everything, a new friend, an old friend, your hairdresser, your gardener, even your in-laws, visit Lady Dyes. Order from your seat at LadyDyesFlorist.com or stop by the shop and see things up close and personal. We're on the corner of Smoke Tree and McCulloch in Lake Havasu City. It's time for the Lady Dyes treatment. Lady Dyes Florist.
Tired of the same old political echo chambers? Looking for real conversations, not just shouting matches? KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free, brings you Common Ground. No script, no angle. Common Ground hosts voices in the left, right, and center for raw, honest, and open discussions. Just real people, real opinions, and a real effort to understand each other. Tune in, listen up, let's talk. Only on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free.
Tuesday at 10 a.m. Arizona time. Common Ground on KNTR Talk.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. It's about 10 till. That means you're about 15 minutes away from Sean Hannity and crew. I say crew because he doesn't text me and tell me who's going to be on the show. Or, you know, if he's taking vacation or something. You know, so we say the Sean Hannity program. So, remember Brenda Lee? Wow. We're back with Travis Pruitt, Assistant City Manager for Bullhead City. As the Assistant City Manager, what were your degrees? What did you come into the position with when Toby said, I'm going to hire you, you had to sell yourself to him. And so what were your degrees in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're right. Yeah, I did have to sell myself. And Toby, you know, he's not a easy sell.
Right.
No. Yeah. So I've been in local government for a long time. So, of course, most administrators, just like me, have a bachelor's degree in public administration.
Okay.
So, and then also a master's degree in public administration. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, had you been with smaller cities before in Bullhead?
I have. My whole career has been, for the most part, in local government. So I've been with the city of Scottsdale. I've started my career with Scottsdale. Also been with the town of Gilbert. I had a good stretch with the town of Gilbert. And then I had a piece in between where I was working for the State Department doing development, city development in overseas other countries.
Are you from Arizona?
Well, I'm originally from Kansas, so I'm a country boy originally, but I've been in Arizona a long time.
I was going to say, if you were in Phoenix and Gilbert and you come to Bullhead City, it's not a big temperature difference, but, you know, some people that come from out of state, they're like, what the heck is this temperature in the summer?
No. I'm used to it. I love it. I did my graduate study in Massachusetts, so it was icy there.
So
I was happy. Yeah, I'm good with the heat.
I think they're down in the teens this week. I mean, I couldn't imagine being there.
Yeah, it was rough going.
And they had that white stuff on the ground. That's snow or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, we don't have that. One year we did. Yeah, everybody remembers it was New Year's Day, of all things, a long time ago. So is your goal to become a city manager, or do you just like being number two?
Well, I do like working the job I have, absolutely. I love it. I enjoy it thoroughly. I think the goal is always at some point, you know, you advance, you grow, you move up. I would be very happy right where I'm at. So, we'll see how we progress. You never know. We'll see how it goes.
Because Toby's been our city manager for 15 years, I think.
Right around there.
He's got to be looking at a tunnel at some point in time. I mean, he's got to be going, there's the light. I see it.
Well, he's had a good run. I mean,
I
a lot of city managers don't last that long. Then he's done a great job and has a lot of success.
I think so too. I think, you know, our city has grown at a good rate. You know, we've grown with the highway. You know, it's got the highway repaved last year. I think our parks are premium. You know, and I was talking about I won't name the customer, but I ran into them. They don't live here. They live in Kingman. And one time my wife and I were up at Laughlin Ranch for lunch on a Saturday, and she walked by with her husband and her kids. Their kids were wearing soccer uniforms. And she said hi, and we talked. And she said, we love coming down here playing on your fields. And I said, oh, really? You know, it was almost, and I hope Ryan Fruworth isn't listening, but it was almost like our fields are better than Kingman's.
Yeah, I won't go there and compare those, but I will say you're absolutely right. We get compliments all the time on our parks, and our parks crew, they do an amazing job with the upkeep and maintenance. And then, like you said, Toby, making a point of focus that, you know, we're going to have a community with these really nice parks. But, yeah, in my opinion, they rival parks all throughout California better than parks I've seen down in Phoenix in the Valley. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know I had Dave Heath in here many times over the last 7 years, and we've talked about the parks and the growth in the parks and the tournaments and how many people they bring here. How many people come from out of state just to come here and play soccer on our grass? There's a ton of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then remember the economic aspect that comes with those. As those people come in, they support our businesses, eat at our restaurants, so we appreciate all of that.
Well, and I think back to just a few weeks ago, our soccer team from the college was right in the mix. I mean, they ended up being the number I think they were the number four team in the country. Because they lost in Florida. But they had a game here, and I happened to go see Rick at Perkins one Saturday and walked in there. Well, I didn't get in because as I opened the door, the traveling soccer team that was here, whoever they were, was coming out. And there's like 30 people walking out in front of me. I'm like, what'd you guys do? Fill the whole restaurant, you know? But it was the visiting team that was here to play soccer, and I couldn't imagine what their bill was for 30 people. I mean, there were easy 30 guys walking out of that place. And if they're going to go play soccer, they probably had a good-sized breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting, that group who played here, they have a beautiful facility back home, but they were talking about how amazing our park was and how lucky we were to have such an amazing park to, for the team to play soccer in. So just another testament to the parks that we have here in our community.
And now we just renamed that field.
We did. It was about time.
Yeah.
About time. Yeah.
So it's now officially the Bighorn Field.
Officially, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Medi has promised a big sign of neon lights and I don't know what else, you know, those big lights that go up in the sky. You know how Medi is with his, once he gets in a fundraising for that signage and whatnot, that park's going to be huge.
Yeah, Biggie's a big supporter of the team. He's done a lot thus far. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be something amazing, whatever it looks like.
I just like that when he went to council a couple of weeks ago and talked about this, he's so passionate about it. And then Gary from the college gets up and says, basically, I want to say everything he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
But our college now is maybe looking at football. Are you hearing rumors of that?
I'm hearing talk. I don't have any inside information, but I'm hearing the talk just like you. But I think it'd be good. It's a natural progression for us. That'd be awesome. Yeah, we at the city, we would support that.
Absolutely. And that Bighorn Field is actually larger than a football field.
Correct.
So they could play football there too.
Yeah. Yeah,
might have to add some more stands to the other side.
Well, I was just going to mention that. It's funny you mentioned that. That there's still room for continued development at Rotary, absolutely. We'll have to see. We'll see what they come up with, and then, you know, we'll see where we're at.
That's cool. Travis, what's the phone number for the citizens if they've been listening and they want to call you with a question?
You can reach me at 928-763-0122 at any time.
Okay. 0122, and that's you, Toby, and Eddie.
The mayor. One way or another, we'll get you to whoever you want to talk to.
And by the way, I want to talk real quickly. Call to the public. Lots of times people come in with a problem or issue, and if it concerns the city, when they walk away, I usually see you or Eddie approach them and give them your card and want to follow up.
Absolutely. A lot of times, if people have these problems and things like that, sometimes we can resolve it right away. Not every time, not all the, but there are ways that we can kind of research it, and we can look into this stuff and try to figure it out right away. So I would suggest anybody, you know, anybody can go to the council meeting, absolutely,
right.
But give us a call. We're willing to help you out and see what we can do.
Very good. Travis, thank you so much. Great information.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And Speak Out 2.0 goes away in a week. Yeah, I'm going to retire. I know. Some people are saying, good, finally. Some people are going, what? Well, we moved Speak Out 2.0 into the Speak Out Hour, 11 o'clock, back in May. And now, Paul LaVoy with Speak Out will just take the whole week again, like he did before. And that'll start in the new year, but my last show will be Friday. Yeah. So I'm going to retire. It's time. All right, Mr. Sean Hannity is in your ears right after the news. Everyone have a great Monday. And by the way, Friday, you know, the college in here. And then, I don't know who else. We'll see.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.